From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Tens of thousands of protesters continue to hold out in Cairo's central square, demanding that Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak join the rest of his government and surrender power. President Obama has been consulting with leaders from the United Arab Emirates, Britain, and Germany this weekend about the crisis. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
The White House says the president emphasized the importance of an orderly, peaceful transition beginning now to a government that is responsible to the aspirations of the Egyptian people. That includes, according to a White House statement about the calls, credible, inclusive negotiations between the government and the opposition. The president reaffirmed that the government of Egypt has a responsibility to protect the rights of its people and to release immediately those who have been, quoting, unjustly detained. The White House says the president also discussed his serious concern about the targeting of journalists and human rights groups. The leaders agreed to stay in close contact going forward. President Obama also reviewed developments in the broader Middle East with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Republican Sarah Palin used an interview with Christian Broadcasting Network to accuse the Obama administration of not revealing what it knows about the behind-the-scenes power plays in Egypt. Palin also says the administration should not stand for a government led by the Muslim Brotherhood. After much debate and an 11th-hour ratification vote in the last session of Congress, the new nuclear arms control treaty with Russia is now in effect. NPR's Michelle Kellerman tells us about the final details that set the treaty in motion.
On the sidelines of a security conference in Munich, Secretary Clinton and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov took the last step to put the new START treaty into effect. They exchanged ratification papers, and Clinton says that sets in motion new cutbacks and checks.
With the exchange of these instruments, we commit ourselves to a course of action that builds trust, lessens risks, and improves predictability, stability, and security.
60 days from now, she says, the U.S. and Russia can resume inspections that will allow each side to, as President Reagan once put it, trust but verify. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Munich.
The feds want to know who broke into a NASDAQ stock market communication system several times over a year-long period. Investigators say it doesn't look like there was any impact on the NASDAQ trading system. The system that was hacked is called Director's Desk, designed to make it easier for companies to share documents. Lawyers for American student Amanda Knox and her ex-boyfriend, who were found guilty of killing Knox's British roommate in Italy, are now demanding U.S. cable channel Lifetime scrap a planned film about the trial. This is NPR News. A federal appeals court this week upheld the controversial verdict in a case involving an Arizona rancher who held four illegal immigrants at gunpoint. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, the 2009 trial was presided over by federal judge John Roll. He was killed last month in an unrelated shooting involving Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the jury's verdict in the case, which requires rancher Roger Barnett to pay the illegal immigrants $87,000 in damages. The incident took place in 2004 when the rancher encountered the immigrants near the border. Barnett has been active in the Minuteman movement in Arizona, and he held the immigrants at gunpoint until a Border Patrol agent arrived. The appeals court said that the late Judge Roll was correct in rejecting Barnett's claim that he acted in self-defense. It noted that the rancher admitted in court that none of the immigrants was armed or had threatened him. Judge Roll received death threats when he presided over the trial. Barnett's attorney has said that he might ask the appeals court to rehear the case. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
Just 2 years ago, General Motors shed more than 2,000 dealerships across the nation as it went through bankruptcy protection. Now, a top GM executive says the company may add dealers in big metropolitan areas on the two U.S. coasts to handle expected sales growth. North American President Mark Royce says GM needs dealerships mostly in the San Francisco and Los Angeles areas. The NFL and its players' union met in Dallas for their first formal bargaining session in more than 2 months. There are concerns about a potential lockout without a deal. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.